This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Can always cause you to go down a million rabbit trails, right? If this happens, if that happens, sometimes you just got to wait and find out, well, when it happens, I'll deal with it. And we're in that mode right now for our farmers and ranchers on a trade negotiation between the Chinese and the Americans that is going on at this very hour and has taken a strange turn in the last week. Remember, Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary, told me at the White House on this very program that he thought about a month we'd be done. Well, that's right about now. I forget when we were there. It was fairly early in April that we were there, right? I don't remember. But it's been about that amount of time since we've been there. And said, I don't know, from pen to paper, we're about a month away, we'll be done. And they were very, very close. And somebody pulled the rug out. And Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, was in North Dakota. We could go Saturday. He said, what? You know, the Chinese have a way of putting that feed bucket right up to the trough and just pulling it away at the last second. Well, that's happened. So now we have our if. They're negotiating. We'll see what happens. But the president is on Twitter today saying, here's plan B. Is that a good plan B? Is there a better plan B? I want to talk a little bit about that today with our guest, Senator Kevin Cramer, for our weekly talk radio town hall underway once again. You're welcome to join us. Here's a couple of ways you can. Call us, 800-228-0550. Text us. Todd's got his phone in his hot little hand there, 701-226-8503. Text me at 701-367-2054. And when you call, if you tell us a little story about your mom, I've got a few MyPillows to give away this hour from our friend Mike Lindell, who's fishing the South Dakota-Minnesota border as we speak, and just gave us the best deal ever from MyPillow. So tell me a story about your mom and win a MyPillow. For her, for you, whoever. If your mom has left us, those are the kind of stories that really touch our hearts, like our caller earlier talking about that wonderful story with his mom and trips to the VFW. So whatever they are, you give us a call. You can also, by the way, call 855-200-1776. And what I'll do is I'm going to set aside five pillows. And before 11 today, we will give away. And you can call and chat with Kevin and I about whatever is on your mind and add a story about your mom and have a chance at one of those five. Or you can call our 24/7 line right now, anytime in the next hour. Just give me the story about your mom. You press 2 when it answers, and it'll record your comment. We'll listen to those. We'll pull out the best stories. 855-200-1776, extension 2. Without any further ado, Senator Kevin Cramer, who has a wonderful mom.
Yes, I do.
And I bet you're including in your weekend's plans some mom time, huh?
Yeah, well, it's funny. This has become sort of an annual thing, of course. My route today takes me, of course, through Oaks, where I have a Coffee with Cramer event at Donna's Diner at 1 o'clock. Chris and I and Abel are on the interstate right now en route to that. And then we're on our way down to Sioux Falls for a youth soccer tournament that Abel's playing in, and then on our way back Sunday. So it does present an opportunity for exactly that, and it's exactly what we did last year. So anyway, it's kind of fun, but I got home late last night or last evening here in Bismarck, of course, from Washington, after another week of a couple more DC or a couple more circuit judges being confirmed, and three three appointments to the Export-Import Bank that were confirmed by the Senate, and the director of the EEOC confirmed by the Senate. So we're turning out the Trump administration, helping fill all of those voids that were stonewalled by the Democrats for the last couple of years. But using the weekend to connect with people.
Using the weekend to connect with people, that is fabulous. Tell me a quick story about your mom. When somebody says, you know, how's your mom, what's your favorite story about your mom? What do you think of?
Sure. Well, there's a bunch of things I think of. You know what I think of the most? I think about my mom is has always loved older people. So now that she's an older people, it's sort of, you know, you're always looking up the ladder there a ways. But she's always a pretty better thing. So as long as I can remember, mom's either worked at a nursing home or taken care of neighbors. Or been a, you know, provides a home care for people. Sometimes she got paid, and a lot of times she didn't. And as a result, you know, us kids are sort of the same way. I have two sisters that work in nursing homes, and I've always liked. In fact, growing up, I often thought that I would be a hospital chaplain or a nursing home chaplain or something, because that just became sort of a part of our culture growing up. And, you know, there's a million things we could talk about my mom. She still lives in Kindred, as I said. And so a million things. But if I think about the one thing that's most prominent in terms of my memories of my mom, that would be it. Just her compassion for the elderly.
That is so neat. And it's, you know, I hope we all pick those traits up from our moms, those traits where you just, you know, have empathy, you have a little compassion, you have a little, you know, my mom is the same way, man. I tell you, if she had didn't have a buck to her name and she ran into somebody at McDonald's that, you know, needed a Big Mac, she's going to buy it, you know, or go get them a T-shirt or whatever. Just unbelievable. It really is. It is amazing. Okay, here's the deal. 800-228-0550. I'm going to go to Tony in Minot first up here. Tony, what's on your mind?
Hey there, Scott. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Say, I got to tell you something fast here about my mom. She's passed away, but she never ever liked flowers. She would always like, give me a pay attention, she would say. So, you know, I don't want flowers. They die. I want you to come hang out with me. But anyway, I got to tell you a story. My son was in Afghanistan. I always took my mom to church. So I forgot to take my phone, so we had to run home to my house and get my phone, and I was telling Mom, hey, let's go someplace different besides Denny's or Perkins. So we're driving up Highway 83, and there's this sign that says Hooters. You know, she goes, well, what's wrong with Hooters? All I want is a hamburger and a beer. And I says, well, Mom, come on, man. It's not too I can't take you there for Mother's Day. Give up. Well, what's the big deal? Okay, fine. So we go all the way home, get my phone, and come back. We were going to go to Applebee's right next door. And I show Mom these girls walking in. Nothing wrong with the way they're dressed. They were just not something you want to do for Mother's Day. And she goes, oh, they're not that bad. That's not that bad. Okay, fine. So we walk in. We come walking in, and lo and behold, they open up at noon. And what do they say? Welcome to Hooters. And the first thing out of my mom's mouth is, couldn't you find anything better to wear than that? Look at these girls. Oh, my God. I said, Mom, you just threw me underneath the bus. Come on, man. It wasn't that bad. But anyway, it was a pleasant time. And then later on in the day, my other brothers and sisters called, and I'm going to try to wrap this up, but they called me up, and they says, so what's this? You took Mom to some sleazy bar for Mother's Day? I go, no, let me tell you the story, because that's how she interpreted it. You know, I said, wait a minute, that's not how the story went. I miss her dearly. I love all moms. I give a lot of credit to them being the rock of families. Anyway, I know you guys got a busy day. Thank you, Kevin, for what you do. You guys have a great day, all right?
Well said, Tony. Well said. Yeah. And don't go too far, because I need to get some information from you, because that's worth a MyPillow. Taking your mom to Hooters is definitely worth a MyPillow.
Yeah. I know, right? Well, thanks. Okay, that sounds good to me. Thank you.
Thanks a bunch. Oh, my gosh. Have you seen the tweets from President Trump today related to farmers and buying products and the use of tariff funds. Have you seen that by chance?
No, but this is my third radio show today, so I've heard all of it. I did, and in fact, I heard you reading the one referencing buying $15 billion. They're using $15 billion to buy farmers, and it's obviously it raises some issues and some questions, and to say the least, more than a little interest.
Now, by and large, though, I take this incredible. The President of the United States is tweeting about farmers and ranchers and knowing that they're in the crosshairs on trade deals. And, I mean, he's got an idea here, obviously, and we can dig into this is a good idea, is a bad idea, but he clearly cares for farmers and ranchers, right?
It is on his mind all the time, Scotty. As you know, I met with him last week. We talked about this a little bit before the big meeting on immigration. And the Vice President had lunch with us. Senator Hoeven raised the exact same issue with him. And we all support what he's doing this week. He had to do what he had to do. But he is aware.
We lost you for a second there. Hang tight. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. If you have a question for Kevin and want to share a story about your mom quick, call us, 258-0550. Just want to tell us about your mom, call 855-200-1776. We'll have some MyPillow winners this hour.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean burning renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically, but as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life, and this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Friday edition of the program, Senator Kevin Cramer is here Fridays 10 to 11 with the Talk Radio Town Hall. Great opportunity for you to ask your United States Senator anything you'd like. So that's pretty darn unique. Call us. Take advantage of it. 800-228-0550. Tell us a story about your mom, too. because those are giving us a good laugh today and a good opportunity to, you know, moms just don't get much, right? They don't want anything, as the last caller said. So if you can, you know, at least tell them how much you love them, they're going to appreciate that. A little shout out for them today on the program. All right, let's see here. I have CJ from DAC Diesel here, and then we'll get back to chatting with Senator Kramer. How are you?
Oh, busy. Do you ever feel like you should be able to clone yourself and life would be 10 times easier?
Yeah. I hear you. Then what I would do is I would direct the clone to do all the work, see, and then, you know.
Well, I mean, I might do that, but the problem is I need like four of myself, so either I'd have to, you know, make four of myself or I'd still have to work hard, you know.
Yeah,
so.
I know. That's the problem when you're good, CJ. That's just what happens. You're in demand, and DAC Diesel is the spot. What are you working on today?
Finishing up a Bobcat. I just rolled two Fords out of the shop here this morning. Just finishing up a replacement cylinder head on a Bobcat. So whether it's big, small, in between, we do it all here. As long as it's diesel, though. Just remember that. It's got to be a diesel piece of equipment. So.
The leading repair and maintenance shop specializing in diesel vehicles, centrally located in Bismarck. So. Get it there. Get it fixed. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Have a great weekend, CJ.
Yeah, you too, Scott. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds great. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. Senator Kevin Kramer here. So let's pick up where we left off. You were starting to tell us that what he's sort of lightly, well, not lightly, I mean, what he's proposing as a plan B here might have some challenges. Let's first talk about this. He's negotiating here, right? I mean, this is all about the Chinese being here today and saying, I got another way, and this would be better. This is part of the art of the deal, correct?
Well, right. The Chinese were taking and
Sorry, Kevin, we're not hearing a darn thing. The connection is suspect again here. Just like it was breaking up just before the break, and it just sounds like it picked up again. Can you hear me, Kevin?
Loud and clear.
Okay, you can hear me loud and clear, but you're breaking up on us. I don't know why that is.
I have five bars. I don't know if I have any problem. But anyway, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So the Chinese, of course, are trying to take advantage of the timing of elections and politics in the United States, and they always do that. They don't have politics. They're autocratic. And they're trying to break Donald Trump like they have with every other president in the past. What the president, I think, is saying today is we're not going to get rolled over by you. He imposed the additional tariffs on additional products. And at the same time, he's sending the signal to farm country, I've got your back, you know, with this $15 million potential purchase of products. Now, I it's far from perfect, and I don't know how it is. He's sending the signal to the Chinese, this is a long-term deal. You're not going to break me. Just because it's it's the end of the month or it's the end of the week or it's we're in the planting season or whatever the case might be, and he's just using every tool he has in his tools to send a strong message to the Chinese. Now I'm sending a message to the president.
Oh darn it! Anyway, I don't know what the deal is. It just sounds like it's.
I don't know why.
Should we try reconnecting and maybe do a different line or something? Kevin, try now.
Okay. I don't know what the issue is. Looks like I have a full signal here, so hopefully it's working. Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha.
Okay. So it's a tenuous time. The president is keenly aware of the fragility of agriculture right now. He wants to do everything he can to help agriculture get through this. And yet, at the same time, we're in a make or break. We really are in a make or break growing season, planting season, a lot of anxiety. It's hard to know even what to plant based on this uncertainty. So he's aware of that, but he's got the bigger picture in mind, obviously, the long term. This breaking of our will by China cannot endure. It cannot happen. We have to stand up to them. So we all stay very, very engaged. At the same same time, the vice president was in the neighborhood, as you know, yesterday to put the pressure on Colin Peterson to bring the NAFTA 2.0 or the USMCA to a vote in the House, because Nancy Pelosi is playing politics with that as well.
Which I thought was absolutely brilliant, and everything he said was pitch perfect. I mean, it was virtuoso performance there. He's there with Minnesota farmers. He's saying, "Hey, I like Colin." He's not there to beat up on the guy. He needs the pressure of Nancy Pelosi, and so do you guys. You know, so I thought that was great.
I did too, Scott. And I'll tell you, I think that the president is, I think they're on pretty solid ground on USMCA. By every account, it's better for everybody than NAFTA. So there's no reason for Nancy Pelosi not to bring it up, except that she's being run by this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Omar in Minnesota and the fringe, far-left fringe of her party. And the people like Colin Peterson and the 30 or so freshmen that come from Normalville, they can't buck Trump forever and win re-election. It's time for them to stand up and say, no, you know what, Madam Speaker, with all due respect, it's our turn now. It's time for the moderates, the good old fashioned blue dog Democrats to have our say. And it's time for us to be in control here, because they control enough votes to do whatever they want. And they can impose their voting block on the speaker's next big item. And I think that's what the vice president is asking. Colin, you're a leader of this group. Step up. Now, I don't want to oversimplify it. Nancy Pelosi, if she plays hardball, she can take Colin Peterson's chairmanship away. I doubt she would do that. But the Democrats have a fracture, and I think the president's right to try to expose it.
The other thing I thought very interesting of Vice President Pence's comments, we played it earlier, when he was asked the question by Chris Berg from Point of View, look, while this China thing plays out, you're going to do another round of help for farmers and continue that. And, the body language was sort of like, oh, I don't want to talk about this. And I don't know why they don't want to talk about it. Maybe it's they feel like that affects the negotiations. But he basically said all the right stuff about, yes, we got to do something that's been heard. And, not we're going to do it, but certainly sounded like they were.
Well, and I think you combine that with the president's tweet. My goodness, when the president says if we took $15 billion of the $100 billion we collected tariffs and purchased products, which would be a larger, purchase of farm commodities than China would make, everybody wins. I would take some issue with that, Scott, because, although I do like the idea of a purchase more so than a direct payment, is fine, but that doesn't mean the soybeans get moved to market. We don't need products in bins for another year. We need to be at the market. So I think the president is signaling pretty clearly that he's at least open to some sort of assistance package.
Yeah, no, and if it's like, like I say, I'd like to know what farmers and ranchers want. What would be the better idea? Buying the products and using tariffs in a more robust way, or, tough it out, get a better deal, get rid of these tariffs, and, move forward in a more traditional way. More with Senator Kevin Cramer after the break. Don't go
ethanol
away.
Is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota.
Jody Hoff,
Richardton, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardton ethanol plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. This whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardton for where we're at, western North Dakota. Yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, happen to be that close to Richardton. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardton, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's defending them, but China says it will retaliate against an increase in U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods.
The U.S. hiked tariffs on $200 billion worth of them went from 10% to 25% last night. The Trump administration hiking the tariffs after trade talks started breaking down several days ago.
We were getting very close to a deal, then they started to renegotiate the deal. We can't have that.
This morning, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri says he agrees with Trump's move.
They cannot build their middle class and worse, their military on the backs of American farmers and American manufacturers and American workers.
He was speaking to NBC News. North Korean state news says Kim Jong-un has ordered his military to be at full combat posture after the U.S. said it seized a large North Korean cargo ship for carrying an illegal shipment of coal. This is USA Radio News.
Get mom a great gift from Kohl's and get a little something for yourself. $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Give her a Philosophy Amazing Grace bath gift set, just $55, and get $10 Kohl's cash. Or a Diamond Heart pendant, only $109.99, and you'll get $20 Kohl's cash. Plus, take $10 off your $50 or more Mother's Day gift purchase, Thursday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. $10 offer valid May 1st through 12th with promo code MOMSDAY10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Brought to you in part by Schwann GMC, your Cadillac. What you driving today, Todd? Anyway, come on, tell us about your fine
service. Well, a few more months before I exchange it for the next thing, there is a nice Schwann GMC Sierra, and you can get a brand new one like mine, 2018. They got to clean those out. Plus, their 2019s have been updated with a really cool tailgate. You'll just have to check it out. SchwannBuickGMC.com or stop by on the strip at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac.
And a quick shout out to my friend Malcolm Oatman. He and his wife Teresa have hometown pies in Devil's Lake, and they are without question the best pies on the planet Earth. I've just never known any better. They're so darn good. They're going to be at the Junk Fest at the Red River Valley Fairgrounds this weekend, but Malcolm brought a pie over because he heard me talking about on the air that it was Maria and Hannah's birthday, and he wanted them to have a birthday pie. Isn't that nice? So way to go, Malcolm. That's so sweet of you, and I appreciate it very much, and I love your pie. I know another guy who's kind of a fan of pie. That pie magnet at Tower City gets you every time, doesn't it?
It does, but I'm kind of intrigued now by this one. Hometown pies in Devil's Lake—that's a mandatory stop by now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're really good. They go to a lot of these different festivals, and you know, the pies are just—I can't even begin to describe it. It's just so.
So, do they have a little place in Devil's Lake then? Is it like a little restaurant or?
Yeah, there's a little coffee shop and what used to be like a Walmart or something there. I think I can't remember what it used to be, but it was kind of they have you know, they actually make pies and then, you know, ship them all over, sell them at these festivals.
Sure.
But they have a place in town that you right along Highway 2 there. Yeah, yeah.
And just get a fresh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so this one is an appleberry pie, and it has, like, you know, all of the crisp, you know, the apple crisp topping. Flaky, awesome kind of apple crisp. Yeah, though.
Yeah.
And then blueberries and raspberries and blackberries, and oh, my, you can't even believe it. You're just like, your mouth just is on fire when you have that thing. It's so darn good. I'm not even joking. All right, back to the let's go to the phones here, and then we'll return. I want to come back to the tariff thing, what the president's talking about, but I also want to honor the fact that some folks want to chat with you here. So let's go to John in where are you at, Courtright?
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, they keep trying to use these pirated tax returns, whatever, and Trump losing all that money as a example of his incompetence. Well, the thing is, he's in the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest fortune ever lost and regained. So yeah. That's another thing to slap him upside the head with. I can't remember what year it is. I don't know if it's 2003 or I have it at home. I just couldn't find it yesterday. And the other thing I'd like to say is all these people that keep saying they voted for Trump, but if he doesn't do this or that, they won't vote for him again. I certainly hope they show their own family members a little more loyalty than that.
Well, I'm always...
And other than that, that's about all I had.
I'm always suspicious of people who say, I voted for him the first time, but I'm not going to again if he doesn't become more like a Democrat. And, you know, I'm always suspicious of that claim. Right now,
well, we can't get everything we want.
Well, that's right. That's exactly right. But I'll tell you one thing. America's a lot better today than it was 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago before he became the president.
Oh, it's way better today. Another thing, as far as these farmers go that are having a problem with this tariff thing, you know, and the late 90s, and when Bill Clinton did that the NAFTA deal, he totally shot down our timber industry. I'm from northern Idaho originally,
yeah.
And that's why I'm out here now. But we didn't run around whining about everything over it. I mean, sometimes things get a little tough, and sometimes the toughness gets spread around. You just got to deal with it and move on. That's what we're supposed to do as Americans.
John, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Thanks, John. We want to be a little careful because one thing about agriculture, what's happening is that agriculture is being hurt by the actions of the government, and therefore I believe the government has some obligation to help agriculture get through that rough
patch. Absolutely, absolutely. That's
right?
A far different game than, you know, is this a subsidy, is it not? And I think that begs the whole question of, okay, when you're feeding the world and you have a cheap food policy and you have other countries that could single-handedly, you know, tip the market one way or another, you got to have some sort of mechanism there. Otherwise, we won't have food security, right? But that's a separate argument altogether on that.
Right.
This, to me, is like, you know, somebody is taking the punch in the gut so that you can better everybody, and you got to recognize that and compensate for that. Otherwise,
that's right. No, I think that they're worlds apart. The other thing I would say, though, with regard to what John's saying, I don't hear farmers whining about the president's tariff thing or that. What they're concerned about is their own livelihood, and that's a legitimate concern. In fact, the vast majority of farmers that I hear from and talk to don't argue with the president's goals of standing up to China and breaking China. I mean, you know, there's so much about China that most people don't know in terms of their goals and their desire to dominate the world economy. They are now on par with the United States economically. They're growing their military at a much faster rate than we are. World dominance really is their goal. They're infiltrating every gap, every void that we've left throughout the world. They're right in Venezuela. Bucking that up already. In fact, China and Russia, who have been arch enemies, have actually collaborated on some things now. So we have to be very careful how we deal with China. That said, our farmers shouldn't have to carry the burden for all of that either, and that's what the president's trying to balance.
Let's go to Doug. Doug in Begley, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You know, the other gentleman I was just talking about how his family members wouldn't vote for, or voted for Trump and then wouldn't vote. I was in the legislature a few years ago, and what really burns me is I talked to some friends of mine, and they said this last reason. That's why we have Walz as our governor over here, is because there were, like down around the cities, there were just real solid Republican areas, and they didn't vote for the Republican because they were mad at Trump. And now we got this guy in here, and Minnesota is hurting like crazy. And it just burns me that people are so idiotic that they can't see the forest for the trees, what's going on.
Minnesota is a really interesting political case study because while two Republican incumbents lost their seats during this middle of President Trump's first term, two Democratic seats turned Republican in rural Minnesota. So you have these like two political worlds in Minnesota that are at the academy. But you're right. I mean, I think about somebody like Eric Paulson, who just represented that area so well and so faithfully and was far from a puppet Trump, really. Trump didn't get hurt by Eric Paulson losing. Minnesota lost by Eric Paulson.
That's right. Eric was a good friend of mine, and we served together when I was down there. But, you know, Kevin, I appreciate what you're doing and that. But you know what really burns me, and I hear that from so many different people, is that the Republicans in Washington are not getting behind our president. I mean, we have a chance here. We had a chance 2 years ago or whatever it was. And why are not these people getting behind this man? I mean, I just don't understand that. And a lot of people are asking me and saying, you know, why don't these people, they're Republicans and there's, you know, why aren't they supporting our president? Because he was out draining the swamp and doing all this good stuff. And then yet they're fighting him every goddamn time you turn around.
Yeah. Now, I have to say, you know, in the last several months, at least, the Republicans in Congress have been quite supportive all in all. I mean, there are some exceptions, obviously, to that. The Yemen vote was one, for example. Some voters, of course, to overturn his emergency declaration. Some of it, all I can tell you, some of it is just pure envy. Some of it is just that they never wanted him to be the nominee or to be the president. And but on balance, I think he gets quite a bit of support, but he doesn't get the type of universal support that Democratic presidents get from their people and from their members. And Republicanism is built a little more on independence than the collectivism of the Democratic Party. But I hear you. It frustrates me a great deal, too, much of the time. But here's the good news, because I think we should be encouraged. Last week, the Senate confirmed two more appellate judges. Last week, we confirmed our 100th federal district judge since Donald Trump's been president, and several more. Next week, we're going to take up some more again. And because we changed the rules in the Senate to confirm at a much faster pace, and to confront this obstruction of Chuck Schumer and the Democrats, we are going to get every one of Donald Trump's judicial nominees confirmed. And that is probably well over 100 more, in addition to the plus 100 plus that we've already confirmed. So there's a lot of support for what he wants to do with the judiciary. And you guys, that is very significant. I don't remember the exact numbers, but I believe by the time his first term is done, he will have appointed nearly maybe 40% of the federal judiciary, over 30% anyway. And so that's a pretty significant legacy in one term as president of the United States. If he gets a second term, and hopefully he will, and all indications currently are that he will, we can do a lot more.
Doug, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Let me go to a text here. Since the state of North Dakota, the state water commission, and the governor don't understand that people don't want a cloud seeding project in Bowman County funded and to be continued, Senator Kramer, what can you do? Can you do something about weather modification projects at the federal level? It's hard to believe that the idea of even trying to change the weather is even acceptable today.
Well, I don't know that I would try. I mean, I believe states' rights, particularly on things that are quite localized like this. I mean, if we're talking about interstate commerce, that's something else. But, I don't know what I would do at the federal level, but these really are local and state issues that need to be settled at the state and local level, in my view.
Don is calling from Canada today. Don, quick, we have about a minute, about 45 seconds, so quickly tell me your question or comment.
It's no question. It's me coming back for Mother's Day and, from the military. I showed up at the door at the house at 8 o'clock in the morning, and Mom just about come through the doggone screen door, She said she was always asking when I was going to come home before she was ever going to see me again before she started pushing up daisies. So she got her wish.
She saw, and did you surprise her on purpose? You didn't want anybody to tell her you were coming home?
Oh, yeah. I was in the military 2.5 years at that time, and I just told her I'd see her someday. And one day, there I was.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
just think of that.
It was funny. I mean, she knocked me down in the grass, and then she jumped on me. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a great mom. I love it, Don. Thank you so much for sharing part of that story. We actually have a bunch of them coming in. Great stories. 855-200-1776, extension 1. I was giving you the wrong extension earlier. It gives you instructions when you call, but the first one gets you to leave a message, and you tell a story about your mom. You might win a MyPillow today. Got to give away a bunch of those. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up.
The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Celebrate today, or any day, with North Dakota Sweet Crude, Old Man Wider's 100-year-old smokehouse moonshine recipe. The smooth, premium, unrefined liqueur is the essence of North Dakota's rugged spirit. The perfect liqueur for family traditions, toasts, friends, or to share in front of a warm, intimate fire. Treat someone you know with a special day. And every day is special with North Dakota Sweet Crude. Ask for it by name at your local off-sale or online at crudespirits.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at McKinsey. McKinsey County, McKinsey Minerals Management has a wonderful tool, the Mineral Tracker. Mineral Tracker is a Watford City company, and right now they have a free option on this app. This is a $100 a month app that can save you a whole lot more money than $100. You get a whole different way to manage your minerals with this, because you organize, you audit, you track all of your income for royalty interests on this very easy-to-use platform. But they have a free option now, so check it out. Get a one-month free trial on the full package, too. MineralTracker.com. MineralTracker.com. All right, 10 before the hour, and we continue with Senator Kevin Cramer in our final segment. Your last chance to get a question or comment in, 258-0550, or text me at the 367-2054. So what I want to talk about a little bit here is the way that the president goes when he gets down there a little bit longer. He's saying tariffs will make our country much stronger, not weaker. Just sit back and watch. In the meantime, China should not negotiate deals with the U.S. at the last minute. This is not the Obama administration or the administration of Sleepy Joe who let China get away with murder. Tariffs will bring in far more wealth to our country than even a phenomenal deal of the traditional kind. Also much easier and quicker to do. Our farmers will do better, faster, and starving nations can now be helped. Waivers on some products will be granted or go to new source. He does more after that. He keeps going. I mean, but it seems to me he's sold on an idea here that rather than a traditional deal that benefits farmers, this would be better. Would it?
Mark, my hope, what he's referencing is that in the long run, we get better deals. But what concerns me a little bit about his language is tariffs do not bring in wealth. I mean, there's no scenario where tariffs bring in wealth. Now, tariffs may, they'll certainly increase the price of a product from China, which would make a domestic product or a U.S. product more affordable by comparison. But make no mistake, it does raise the price of things. But if in the end that makes for more American jobs, more American industry, more, you know, manufacturing, then I get it. Then in the long run, yes, it can be better. It can create wealth. But the tariffs do not create wealth. The tariffs take consumer dollars because it adds to the price of everything. So that I'm not really sure what he's getting at, except that I'm thinking what he's saying is in the long run, we just get a lot better deal. Because tariffs do hurt the country you're putting the tariffs on, obviously. Their products become more expensive. We purchase fewer of them, or we buy them from somewhere else. But that's also what's happening to us in China as a result of their retaliatory tariffs. And so we've got to be careful how we deal with tariffs. But make no mistake, he's right about Sleepy Joe and Barack Obama and George Bush and you know, Bill Clinton and previous presidents. They've just rolled over when it got hot in the kitchen. And the problem with that is that we've enabled China to become a monster that they weren't before. They were just a developing country with a lot of people. Now they're a developed country with a lot of industry.
And what
we've got to be careful.
He said, talks with China continue in a very congenial manner. There is absolutely no need to rush. So, again, I think he's saying relieve the pressure, because he's getting obviously a lot of pressure from you and Senator Hovind and, you know, other farm state, you know, Republicans to say we need a deal. We need a deal because obviously, as we've talked about, coming into a growing season, another year, prices are tough, things are tough. I get all that. But he clearly realizes, or I guess is saying, let the talks continue. There's no need to rush. So bridge that gap. And I guess that's. Should be good news for the farm economy, right? I mean, it's not fun, but at least nobody's saying, you're fine. Nobody's saying, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. They're saying, we get it. You're hurt, and let's figure out something to help, whether that's his idea or another idea, right?
Well, sure. So assistance through a rough patch is better than not having assistance and still having the rough patch. I think what we all would rather have is not have a rough patch, but that's not exclusively up to us. What I think the either-or question in my mind is if there's some sort of an aid package coming, and I'm hoping, you know, you don't like if questions. I'm hoping we don't need the if, but we need to be prepared for it because farmers are planting as we speak. And so would farmers rather see a purchase, an American purchase of their products, a guaranteed purchase, or would they rather see direct assistance? And I suspect that would depend on the farmer's situation. What I worry about is another year of bins being filled and the ground being piled with products that can't be moved, even if there's a decent price. So, there's a lot to consider. It's complicated. The president wants, I think, farmers to know that he has their backs, but he needs them to have his as well as he negotiates with a very, very tough negotiating partner in China who, who inflicts pain on their own people as a matter of just governing. Whereas, in the United States, we have these things called elections, thank goodness.
Yeah, and who wants a deal more, do you think?
Well, he's counting on them needing a deal more, and that's what he's asking for us to understand. And I think he's right. China can ill afford to lose the United States as a market. Believe me, we are the bigger consumers.
Fascinating. Well, this is we talked a lot about this today, but it's a huge part of our economy, and obviously these are friends and neighbors. Kevin, thanks a ton. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Senator Kevin Cramer making his way to Oaks. Go to Oaks today. Donna's Diner, 1 o'clock today for the Talk Radio Town Hall. Happy Mother's Day. God bless you.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make and, more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740. 4-0.